Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online
Future
to sheffieldlive.org.
Music on the back room.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yeah, welcome to Sweet Talking Sport. We'd just like to make a special kind of like announcement from last week. The statement reads, I want to take a moment to sincerely apologise for the offensive language we used during our recent broadcast, which was last Friday. We recognise that our words may have hurt or offended many of you, and for that, we are truly sorry. We understand the importance of being respectful, mindful of the impact that language can have, and we regret that we fell short of those standards. It was never our intentions to cause harm or discomfort, and we take full responsibility for our actions. Moving forward, we are committed to being more thoughtful in our communication and ensuring that our context reflects the values of respect and inclusivity. Thank you for your understanding. And that's for the directors, for holding us accountable for last week. Yeah, well, unfortunately, we had to start a show with an apology. It was never our intentions. But want to welcome you again, Friday the 29th. Listen to Sweet Talking Sport. I've got G and CV in the studio.
Evening.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're dying.
All right.
Yeah. It could be cool, but you know, we're all along with it still.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's certainly biting out there. But
weather's getting better, though. That's what they said. It's going to.
Is it?
Yeah, they said it's going to be a little more warmer.
Well, I can't feel that one little bit, to be honest with you. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to kick this show off with a topic I don't think we've covered for a long time. Certainly since we've returned to Sheffield Live. And it's about a young guy who's 17. Luke Humphreys, known as the Nuke, 17-year-old lad, like I said. 1 year ago, he was barely a household name in his hometown. Now he's a sporting phenomenon. Emerging from the obscurity, age 16, to reach the World Championships final, the life of Luke, you know, playing the sport he loves, has transformed him and also viewers. Ticket sales, social media interests have rocketed sky high. Darts has hit bullseye for sure. This Christmas, more than 100,000 children are expected to be opening littler branded magnetic dartboards as presents. What about that for a story? This kid, age 17. In fact, he turned 17 in January, and he reached the final to net himself over £200,000. Believe it or not, guys, what a story for Luke Littler. Just months ago, after taking his GCSEs exam, he was ranked 164th in the world, with a nickname, like I said, the Nuke, on his purple and yellow shirt, and the Alexandra Palace, the crowd belting out His Walk On tune, Pitbull tune, Green Light. He became an instant hit. Electric, on stage, Carl Moffitt, the down-to-earth teenager, celebrated with a kebab and computer games.
What do you mean?
Kebab and computer games.
Yes. That sounds all right to me, that.
So, next himself, what? Over 200,000 quid. What about that for,
what an achievement for a 17-year-old.
Massive.
You just take your exams on. I don't know. Well, he should have got his results by now. But to net that kind of money at his age, that's a big achievement. Which, you know, there's more to come than, ain't there?
Yes, 17. Absolutely.
There's plenty more to come for him if he carries on. As long as he doesn't get sidetracked.
Absolutely massive. And I mean, for me, I don't know about your guys, but I used to watch darts.
Same.
Many kind of moons ago when Eric, you're talking about Bristow. Eric Bristow, Crafty Cockney, Bobby Judge, John Law,
and my Jackie, innit?
Jackie Wilson, Panda Aki.
I get that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, all them, man. I used to watch it, but really, it wasn't really my sport. It wasn't really my sport, but I did used to watch it. Me used to call that pub sport. Know what I mean? That's what I used to call that, the dance.
Well, that's what it was, isn't it? It was pub a pub sport. Thing that just escalated into a sport. That's how it all was.
And so them man them with them big, you know, them big belly there and all and something there. Yeah.
That's
and
true.
Not really. It wasn't really. You see them man, they turn up in and the hockey. And then the hockey. And then it, and them start fling two darts. 180.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Big stockings there.
And they can finish on a nine dart finish, didn't it?
Nine dart finish. That was a big thing.
Yeah,
that was a money maker in itself, didn't it?
I mean, I'm not sure what my high score was, but I know one time of maybe about, I don't know,
I was 60. That's 100 to play at work.
Probably about 100, I reckon.
Large was 90.
About 100. Not. I mean, that was fluke.
Is it?
You know, when you get a treble 60 and that.
Yeah.
And then the 20s.
Eh?
220s. You know what I mean?
So, then they call you then. Feel that name. Eh?
Bazooka Joe. Yeah.
What was that? Bazooka what?
Bazooka Joe. You
know? Bazooka Joe.
Yeah.
Bazooka Joe. Nice. Eh? See, I fling two bazooka band.
My piece, they used to go, come on, Glenn, it's your go.
That's what I used to sing, yeah.
Come on, Glenn, it's your go.
Bazooka Joe.
Oh, Bazooka Joe, yeah.
Fling two missile pandem.
That name might have to come back, you know.
Bazooka Joe.
I mean, I never put in hours of practice. I'm just talking about Luca, you know, the kind of concentration. You know, and not old enough to hold a pint. Because, what you see them guys...
Pint,
he's holding pints and all them kind of things, you know?
Do they still do that?
I take a little swig, you know what I mean?
Cool them
nerves and that, innit?
That's
you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's like you say, you know, when the bar like that, 180, yeah, you know, and the crowd buying to it. And, yeah, he's kind of, you know, he's done really well. You know, I just thought we'd just kind of, like, big him up and give him some kind of, like, some time on air. Because, yeah, darts is, you know, very rare. Very rarely mentioned on this show. So, like we say, it's sweet talking sport, and we try to, you know, dip in and out of several kind of like sports around. So, you know, I mean, he's got an absolutely massive, massive, massive future. You know, at 17, he's got years to go, you know. But, you know, them kind of like well-known household names, what we just crashed out. I don't think you kind of hear them kind of commentating and doing broadcasts. You know, like, say, snooker, you'll get Steve Davis.
Yeah. They used to do it, that Willie
you
Thorne.
Know, you know, Willie Thorne.
Yeah.
And Sean Murphy, they will kind of commentate and that and do some broadcasting, but it doesn't seem to be the case with darts. I've never really heard of Eric Bristow's voice and stuff commentating and that. But yeah, good on Nook, you know.
Do you remember that guy? It just come into my head. Big Cliff Lazarenko.
Wow. Now that's going
that's
back.
That's the name going back.
Yeah,
that
that's
ain't
going
it?
Back some time, innit?
Remember my yeah, man, yeah. Big Cliff.
Big Cliff, yeah, Lazarenko.
Big Cliff Lazarenko. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm saying that I used to watch darts, yeah, yeah. You know.
Well, it's,
in my show, in
it's
my
all
show,
coming
you know,
out
innit?
Now, isn't
yeah,
it? It's all
yeah,
coming out now.
Remember my darts. Man there? 2 pint Big Cliff Lazarenko.
A blast from the past with that one. Well, I mean, on to athletics. Michael Johnson Grand Slam track is set for a sensational kind of like review of things in 2025 next year. And every so often, kind of like you get somebody kind of like bigging up a sport and kind of like making it better for the kind of like average kind of like watches and stuff. I mean, they did it with cricket. They went 2020, didn't they, to kind of inject some,
make
it a little bit more exciting. Well, Johnson is got a vision to do it with the track. He says not sure about the feel, but he'll have a go. You know, the American 4-time Olympian champion Johnson launched Grand Slam track in June before athletics. In the moment, global sporting moment in Paris 24, in a bid to harness the attention of the excitement of the sports, what it generates every 4 years. Johnson's goal is to maintain the interest by gathering the world's fastest athletics for 3-day events each year. And I can imagine that it's going to take some kind of doing. And hopefully, you know, it'll be easy for the watchers of that, for the athletics. Just trying to inject some kind of like style and pattern into athletics because... Yeah, I think it can get a bit hard, you know, watching that. And just like any other sport, just looking to put some kind of like razzmatazz into it and stuff. But I think I'll be kind of like looking out for that. And they have the head-to-head showdowns with the fastest men's and women's Grand Slam track aims to intensify competition and rivalries between athletics, athletes who might otherwise rarely meet.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that's wicked. I think that will benefit a lot of people. And there'll be prize money also as well. How it works, at least each Grand Slam, the races are joined by 48 challengers in one of 6 groups of men's and women. They are short and long sprinters, short and long hurdles, and short and long distances, with each athlete running 2 events. Athletes receive points for their finishing positions in both races. Their combined results determine each slam champion and the recipient of what? £79,500. There you go
worth.
For that.
That's good,
you
damn.
Know.
That's good, damn. That's wicked. That's a good thing.
You know. So Johnson trying to big up the sport of athletics, and like I said, in they do it in kind of like they've done it in cricket. They've got the 2020, and from time to time, I'll watch a 2020 game. To be
I'm
honest
not
with you,
cricket for a while.
It's kind of. You know, I mean, obviously, it's what it says on the label, 20 overs a piece, and it does get kind of exciting. You don't get them, you know, just defending.
Doing like a Jeff Boyd.
Yeah, you don't get them sitting in. They're attacking it, you know, from literally from the start.
It's called bashing it.
And it does.
It's a big bash.
It does work, yeah, you know.
That's why things make the sports more interesting.
That's why it's a big thing in India. Mm-hmm. That's why they get paid a lot of money when they go to India. For the big bash, when you got like, you don't know, them Indian warriors or something like that, do you get big money?
It's kind of, you know, it's better for the supporters. It's kind of like can play it day under the lights and stuff at the Oval, and Lloyd's and stuff. So, you know, it's I think it's a good thing. I think once that kicks off the Athletics, the Grand Slam, like I said, it can probably save the track. Feel is not sure, but I think with a few tweaks, he'll probably get there.
That makes sense. And it'll get more people interested in the sport, especially young ones. Especially like I was just talking about the cricket, like when you used to have the test series, 5-day play and all that. Those things can drag on with cricket. Can be one of the most boring sport, but the 2020 is more lively.
Yeah.
Definitely these little things. So yeah, I think it should do sports.
You see, back in Fiwi, when the test cricket was test cricket.
Yeah, that's
when
what I'm Fiwi,
you know, when Fiwi, when Fiwi were playing England, yeah. Fiwi team that did a play England, right? Yeah, that's when you did call it cricket. You know what I mean? When all, like, my man Clive Lloyd, Viv Richards, right? And all, when they call him now, the big man there, the bird. The big bird.
Yeah. Or Joe Garner.
Yeah.
Joe
Garner, and my man there.
Michael Holding.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
And Roberts.
Andy Roberts.
Yeah. And then you've got... Alvin Kalicharan.
Yeah, Eldin Baptiste.
Remember when, if you're talking about it, when we were playing, was it Australia when, what was his name, Greg something?
Oh, the Chappell brothers
yeah,
there.
What it was oh, they Greg were Chappell. Them, innit? The Aussies. Yeah.
You had, and then you had Fidem, you did have
remember
Jeff.
Remember them tear him up with Jeff, bumpers then?
Jeff Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have all them, Mervyn Hughes and all them people. That they did have a bad team as well, Australia. But that's when cricket was cricket, man.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know the 5-day cricket? That wasn't boring.
Oh, yeah, they had Thompson was one of them, innit?
Yeah. Then you had one called Jeff Larson.
Can't remember him.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he did have Blandy. Yeah, him
could have. Oh, Larson.
Yeah, he could have. Him back. Yeah.
Rodney Marsh behind the stumps. Yeah, dangerous.
They did that.
I still used to find it kind of cool. You know when teams aren't scoring and over the 5 days it can, for me,
yeah, but
it
that's
can
when
drag
did,
on, drag on. But the 20, the overs thing, I can watch
that.
Them
time there was when you're watching England, innit? And you watch Jeff Boycott. He would have stopped in there for the whole 5 days and score
Jeff
one.
Jeff Boycott,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Stop in there.
Oh, when Jeff was in. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff was going there. Man. And just sit down there like super glue. Yeah. And did it all 2 and 3 days.
He did not fear the West Indies, did he?
And score one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and score one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's not cricket, that. Mm.
And that's why they had to spice it up a little bit. Yeah. They thought, you know what?
Yeah,
let's have, you know, a shorter game. Make it more exciting. 2020. Yeah. And I think that caught on. Really
big time.
Well.
He's caught on very well.
Yeah.
I think that's what took cricket forward, let's be honest.
Yes. Yeah,
it did. When 2020 started and that, because a lot of people saying, oh, that's not cricket, it's not going to work. But it proved the point.
Mm.
More people got interested, more kids were interested in it. Then they started playing the sport.
True.
That's what Joe Root and all them grew up on, isn't it? The 2020 coming forward.
Yeah,
that's
definitely. And it kind of improved the batsmen and the bowlers as well, isn't it?
Of course it did.
And the time as well, what allowed. Because obviously, you know, if the weather come, it's rain, stop playing, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you know that you've only got 20 overs a piece, it's kind of hell for leather, isn't it?
It's not a lot, is it?
It's kind of like, let's get in there. And the women as well, they're I've seen a few of them kind of games as well, not from start to finish, but, you know, when it's been on, it has kind of like caught my eye. And that's a really good standard as well. You know,
and I think that's made a difference in more sports because women play them now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's made a big difference watching women playing to watching men mm-hmm. playing. Sometimes I tell you, I rate some of these women them playing when it comes to sports now.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
from one kind of ball to another one, NFL American football star Tyrese Hill was pulled from his car and handcuffed outside his home stadium during a traffic stop.
That was some weeks ago, that. That was a couple of months back of that, now, if I've got that right.
It was. It's kind of like I've been meaning to kind of flash it on here, you know, because I think it's kind of like an important thing.
That copper went too far. Well, they always go too far, but they went too. He went too far.
100%.
This is news to
he
me.
He knew who he was dealing with, but just because he was driving a nice car, he had no reason, and he took it too far.
I'm just going to listen to what you're saying.
An American policeman. They might create too much contention over there.
I didn't hear about this thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what Tyrese was saying, he just said, police officer, don't give me no producer. Yeah, that's what he said. Hey! Go on, Smiley.
Smiley, oh, where did you just scrape up that one from?
Yeah, this is for Tyrese, Miami Dolphins star, wide receiver.
Oh, that music there. His mind's just found that.
Just leaving, you know.
Was that in the charts in the 90s, or was it the late 80s?
Nah, 80s, that.
Was late 80s, or the 80s, that was, isn't it?
That's 80s. Yeah. Them time, I go to college, them time, when my man, I come with some police producer. Smiley culture.
Yeah, that's it, Smiley culture.
I mean, you know, on a serious note, you know, the Miami police said that the officer's failure to appear was an oversight. So when it went to court and everything, the officer didn't even bother to turn up. You know, and I thought, you know, is that, you know, people are saying that, well, you know, they denied that, you know, his superiors told him not to kind of like turn up, but obviously it was just kind of like some stuff. What,
he didn't get penalised for it or anything though, did he?
Nah, because like they were saying that without the officer and stuff, how they're going to really take that forward. After about 30 minutes, Hill was issued, well, the caution was dropped and he was allowed to enter the stadium. One officer was placed on administrative duty.
Like the all law.
You know,
just
what I mean?
Get him off the streets for a couple of
days. Yeah, so
that's the punishment.
And
yeah.
Gang, go plant two plant.
I mean, obviously, like...
And it was this guy behind him, I think it was that caused the problem. Sorry, I think it was the guy behind him that caused the problem.
I mean, like, we're just watching, like, the vids on this, you know. But for our listeners, it's all over, kind of like YouTube. Another kind of story from America. And, you know, I mean, Tyrese, you know. What reason, you know, that the officer was given? Obviously, he couldn't really clarify that because he wasn't there in court. So, obviously, you know, the charge just didn't stand, you know. You know, Hill is one of the best receivers in the NFL and has been named to the Pro Bowl in every season since he's entered the league back in 2016. What about that? He led the league in receiving last season with a career high of 1,799 yards. He won the Super Bowl with his previous team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. That office just wanted some kind of glory to say, rough up, over him, rough up.
Yeah,
you see what I think as well? They didn't expect him. But watch, Stephen, watch him.
You have to kind of talk like said it, like they're watching it, you know?
Yo, what's happening here now? You can see the police officers actually dragging him out the car. In fact, if you want to see this video, go on to TNT, the Indisputable, and you will find it on there. Indisputable. Yeah,
so what's happening, listeners, is G's just kind of watching the vids. Yeah. So, you know. He's
with my man's
there's three officers that's got him now, but it's the main guy that's handcuffing him. He was the one that caused the problem. He's not resisting or anything. He's complying to what they said, but they've just got to take... I mean, he is a pretty big guy still, but he's complying with everything what the officer said, but that one officer could not help himself. He didn't show the rest. But like I said, if you want to see that video, go on to TNT on YouTube.
Yeah,
the Indisputable with Dr. Rashid Rashad. You can see this video, what it's all about.
You know, that, shocking scenes there. But I mean, you know, we know that Tyrese is a quick dude. That's probably why the police, like, you know, was in numbers, you know. But You know, he's not hurt or anything like that, and his record's out there for all to see. Like I said, you know, the police were sort of like concerned with careless driving. They were saying that we failed to wear a seatbelt and stuff.
They couldn't see him wearing a seatbelt. The car's black, the windows are tinted, and he overtook him at speed. It's as simple as that, and that's why they stopped him for speeding in the first place, but it went too far.
You know, we know that he speeds on the pitch because we've just read out his records in yards. But
so, you know what I mean?
A bit from one football to another one, and this is in the UK. The Football Association says it's investigating an alleged with referee David Coates. He says that he was discussing giving a yellow card to a fan before a championship match. I believe that match was West Brom and Leeds United. The referee is already under investigating by the FA after being suspended for refereeing a professional game. The game was a European football match also as well. A new report in the Sun newspaper on Tuesday said or claimed Coates exchanged messages, like I said, with a fan. He obviously denies this. So, I mean, you know, where there's a lot of cash flying around, there always seems to be controversy. You know, there always seems to be whether people are caught betting or whatever. But fancy discussing something like that to a fan about, I'm going to be giving a yellow card to a player, you know. And then, you know, I think this happened, well, maybe 2019. I think this was came to light. Coates was initially suspended by the PGMOL on the 11th of November, pending full investigations, after a video emerged that appears to show him make remarks about former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp, the FA stated in an investigation on the 12th. So, I mean, Coates was working at the Euros in his captaincy as a match official. The PGMOL said it was taking those allegations very serious indeed. So, I mean, we've got referees at it now. Not just, we've had players in the past.
Yeah.
That will never go away. So now we've got referees looking to fudge the games. Allegedly, games.
The thing is with that, right? My guy, right? There's something wrong with him, because you can't be talking, right, and saying them kind of things, and then telling the man, "Oh, make sure this video don't go nowhere." Nah, I'm sorry. You can't.
So where did he do this video? Was he being interviewed or something?
It was in a yard. It was in yards. It's in 1 yard, and they were talking, and then he start let off about what do you call him? Liverpool ex-manager, Klopp,
yeah.
Right? And he started to let off about him, right? And then after, it come with some, oh, make sure this video don't go nowhere. But that tells me that, you can't work that like that. You shouldn't be giving them kind of talkings anyway.
Period.
You shouldn't be giving them talkings because you're a referee. And not just... any little referee, you're in the Premier League, right? And you're coming out with them kind of talkings and then telling people that you can't let that go. Nah.
Well, as Mama used to say, brains have no sense. Brains don't go without any sense. And the more we go through life, you can see. I mean, this is his career and everything he's talking about. He knows he's getting interviewed.
Yeah.
Videoed. And you know when you're getting filmed and stuff like that, you've got to be careful what you're saying. You know it can pop up anytime. You have no control of it.
I mean, obviously...
So he deserves what he gets.
Yeah, 100%.
He does. He does.
I mean, obviously, he denies all kind of like accusations and that.
But the video's not going to lie, is it?
He's always held, you know, the game.
There was some strong allegations about him using substances.
Ooh, him?
On the powder.
Yeah.
I remember that.
There was some allegations, and I'm saying allegations. I'm not saying that's definitely true. I'm saying some allegation that he was using some Johnson's. You know, some Johnson. You hear about Johnson, innit? Johnson powder. Yeah, he was using something like that. So
basically, this man's leaving the wrong kind of trail behind him now.
So he's lost what? I'm talking, I think they're on about, what, 90 grand them, aren't they?
The referees?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I know they kind of like wages gone up over the years and stuff. You know,
they're on big wages, them. They're on big
in line.
And he's lost
because
that now.
Obviously, yeah, they went pro, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, at one time, quite a few of them were kind of like part-time and they had discussions and that to improve the game, improve, you know, how it's been kind of managed. From a referee's point of view, and they said the only way to do that really is make them go full time, you know?
Yeah.
And that's exactly kind of like what they did.
Yeah, work your way up through the ranks, same speed, isn't it?
100%.
When you get to Premier League and European and World Champion thing, then you're up there.
I mean, it's a big shot whether we'll ever see this guy refereeing in this country again, you know?
And if he does, it's going to be lower matches, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. If I think he might even have to go. He might have to do one and go abroad. You know, so whether it's going to be maybe Dubai or China, or, yeah, you know, even the States
we keep going back to these countries,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I've just shown my brethren, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, gee, how much they're talking that a Premier League referee earns, right? And
100 grand.
100 grand.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, that, isn't it?
1,500 a game.
Is championship, though, this one, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's championship. So it probably...
He can't be, because he's refereed Liverpool before. It's their games.
I think since that, obviously, the game in question was a championship game between West Brom
and Leeds.
And Leeds,
yeah.
Yeah,
I know that, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like, you're not going to see him at them levels again.
No.
Whether it's Prem, whether it's championship.
No.
I don't even think you'll see him in the lower leagues neither, because can you imagine...
Well, it's gone that bad.
Can you imagine the amount of stick what
he's
going to
get off the sidelines?
Wow.
If he's playing in local league, but he's refereeing local league, I think
the game wouldn't be able to go on with
it. The only thing that he could probably referee, right, would be, I don't know, probably them look under sevens or something like that.
Would they let him near them?
You know? That's true.
Would they let him near them, you know?
Basically, say this man's career's done in.
Yeah,
really.
In the game, it's done over here.
I mean, it might be able to get a nice position in Dubai or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Webb might just give him a bligh or something like that and say, look, you know, check this guy. You can get a couple of games.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
kind of a possibility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
the way the Saudis and that are going on, whatever they want to build up over there for these sports and that. So you're going to take the rejects right now to build up a rapport.
I mean, the chance. I'd love to hear the chance, though, because some of them supporters, they just can get a chant up.
They're ruthless.
I mean, it's like Wednesday's boss, you know, when he was at the Lane the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It was just pure sausage roar. They were singing about it.
All right.
Again.
You know what I mean? sausage roar.
Is it?
You know what I mean? And it's like, you could just, all you had to do was just laugh, man. Because
yeah, but how do you think
just
he feels
like
every time he's going to go onto the sideline?
He just tried to play it down, Danny Roar. He just said, I want to thank them fans for singing my name. But really and truly, he wasn't singing his name. They were singing Sausage Roll. He was just trying to take the mickey and just, you know, all that.
That's what he was trying to do, but it didn't work. Not with them lane, man. You know what I mean? Not with them lane, man.
And you got how many toes of man singing? Yeah. You can hear it loud and clear, innit?
And Captain say, him still buy sausage roll anyway, so it don't mean nothing. Captain say, I'm still yamming my sausage roll. And I went, eh?
Is it? Eh?
You know what I mean?
So, going at the Greggs, innit? Going in at the Greggs.
And cool plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Going in at all them something there.
Oh, boy.
So you need to come and defend yourself, my friend. You need to come and defend yourself.
Defend what?
You just said it. If your next year starts as the one did end before, you got through the same thing. Another year of Captain Misery.
Captain can't come but and defend nothing. Because
if I mean wrong, come here a long time.
Let me tell you something. From in get one little bad result. Team phone lock off. Anyway.
Yeah, I've got a move on. I've got a story here from an ex former Norwich City, Luton Town, Swansea City midfielder Adrian Forbes, 45, is off to the States. And again, this story came out quite a while ago, and I wanted to drop it on here, but we kind of like been running out of times recently. But there are odd decisions made in football, but few older perhaps than accepting a job with a team that doesn't exist. So you could say, people would say that you've sent him to Coventry, but you know, obviously you've sent him to the States in this one. But the challenges is facing, like I said, Forbes, you know, his past paths with Norwich City, that is, Luton Town, Swansea. Forbes becomes the sporting director of Texmola FC. The 45-year-old gave up his job. So you gave up your job, gone at the States, you've got a team, well, you've got a club, but no team. That's a probably correct way I should say that.
That sounds about right.
And he's got to find his players. he's got the responsibility of being the head coach, building the squad to actually coach them into next season.
Hold on. We're laughing about it, but think about this. How much is this man getting paid right now to do that?
I'm not sure about his wage, to be honest with you.
But it's going to be on a good amount of money for him to give that up. And to think, he's going to be traveling around America or wherever it may be, to find players. He builds up a team, and he's going to get support then. He's going to get injection with money, isn't he? And then if the team does do any kind of good, the man's onto something. It's vision now. I can see his vision.
Forbes will be a messiah. I mean, he spent 5 really good years on the coaching staff at Luton in a variety of roles.
So he's got experience,
you know. He just said that he just thought he'd try something different.
He's got all the experience.
Try it. What have you got to lose? If you're making money and you're making more money than what you're making over here, you wouldn't take it. You wouldn't take a chance.
Yeah, I agree. He's got all the experience, right? Coaching, innit?
Yeah.
But who am I coach? Invisible Man.
He might go find them for coach rule boy. As long as the police don't pick him up, lock him up, good luck to him, and that's all me can say.
Who's he coaching?
You're finding people for coaching. And don't worry about that, pal. The man's making money for travel and find people. He will find people, man.
Just get up and left
him. The problem he's going to have, really, is the colour of his skin, really. To convince people to come play for a black man over there.
I know.
Especially what you hear with the foolishness is going over there now. That's going to be the difficult part.
I mean, you know, he's brave.
Yeah.
Or stupid.
I've got him. Either one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's no in-betweens for me on this one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, has he got family over there anyway, you know?
But he's got family here.
He may have family over there, which... probably might seem a little easier.
All right, let's take it. He's got nobody over there.
Wow.
He's had a conversation with him in his
a,
wife.
A ghost team in my run, innit?
That's
a ghost
right.
team in my run.
That's right.
He's going over there. He's yeah, taking yeah. a big chance. And he would have said to his missus, if, and it's a big if we can get it to work, the future could be green. But if we don't, but what do? You stay a yard and wonder could have done it, or do you try? As I say,
in
better Carlo. To try...
He might figure Carlo Ghostbuster.
He might figure. I wish the man well.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying he's excited. You know, yeah. Well, he's not going to be in the dumps, is he? Well, he can't say, "Well, I'm not sure about this." Look, he's got to big up himself, hasn't he?
He's taking a chance.
Yeah.
He's leaving what is called an established club, established league,
and he's to go into a
league. Where my figure Carl Ghostbuster.
Yeah,
my figure Carl
oh,
them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's leaving everything to go into nothing.
Mm.
But he's thinking, if
you
I
know,
can get this going, if, what would the future
and it's,
bring?
It is a big if as well, isn't it?
It's
I mean,
a massive
they're
if.
They're saying that he's got facilities around him, you know, training facilities, everything you'd need.
So he's just got to get the people, the players yeah. there to fill these facilities.
You know, I mean, saying that, it's something I looked straight away. You know, he said, you know, I'll take it. I'm going to throw myself into the lion's den.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Big talk, though. yeah, man.
And there's something really good opportunities for players to come over here to develop. Like I said, he's a very brave guy. 45 minutes north of Dallas, a small place called Sherman. Well, I mean, there's a picture of him. Obviously, the viewers, listeners can't see it, but he's pointing direction. I think that's when he was playing for Luton Town. Pointing the right direction, or is it the wrong direction? Or is it north, or is it south, east, or west? I don't know what direction the guy's pointing at.
No, he's playing for Blackpool there.
But, you know, I've made the decision. Says he's going to stick to it. Relishing the excitement of being part of building everything from the bottom up. You know, establishing a club that will have long longevity.
In positive, then. Very positive, it is.
You know?
Or he's beginning convincing himself. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we're doing sweet talking sport. Is this the library or something in here? Because we've got, you know, my... got CV, yeah, popping, bopping, yeah. You know.
Something
sweet
with my two arthritis knee. Them and me still had just little movement in it.
Nice, he took a big chance there. He took a big chance, and I hope by we'll find out anyway, won't we? We'll be watching this one.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely massive. From a guy, Forbes, who's took an incredible job. Let's hope that his journey is a pleasant one. To a former player, I know CV will know this guy well. G, I'm not so sure, but just holler out if you know him.
Ken Sampson, used to play for Arsenal
that's
and England,
that's
left
the one.
Back.
That's the one.
Yeah,
Kenny Sampson. Also, other teams in there, Palace, Newcastle, QPR, Coventry.
Yeah, it's kind of more.
And Watford.
He's doesn't
look very happy there.
He's kind of more known for playing for Arsenal. That's where he got his big soups from, playing for Arsenal.
I mean, with Kenny, I mean, like I said, every so often I'm going to put on a little kind of like story, and this evening it's about Kenny Sampson. He turned to the bottle. Kenny said that he was drinking about 6 wine bottles,
a day.
Yeah. And that is some kind of heavy stuff.
That's alcoholic, period.
He said, you know, it ruined his life. I can remember years ago, can't remember exact how many, but I can remember watching, you know, the news, and he was in a park on the floor,
It was really kind of like...
And this one where they did have all beard in his face and he did look like a bit like a vagrant.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, so
it was
that
can remember many years ago, really sad.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because on the pitch, it was Dan. It was a proper left-back tank.
It was him, and then you know? Ashley Cole took over after him.
That's right. You know, you couldn't get past him.
No.
I rated him as a player.
It was a good.
But, you know, unfortunately, hard times comes. And that's something what happens to a lot of football stars.
He's
not on his own. When they finish their trade, football, let's face it, so, you know, back in them days, football is all what they knew. You know, they didn't really go into heavy on the education side.
Not really.
They wanted to do is kick ball.
That's right.
And after when football done,
they had nothing to fall back onto.
Exactly. Nothing else to fall back on. Like,
alcohol and drugs, innit?
Well, look on my man there, all the gas coins.
He's dead, Paul Gascoigne. I'm going to say him.
It's Phil. Money for sex, but he's not about sex. It's just Phil. You're the one.
And is there one England game that you think of most?
I think the one I've scored in. Scored with my right foot, I think. Can't remember.
That didn't happen very often, did it?
No, I didn't score many goals. That's one thing people would say to me. How many goals have you scored? I said, not many. Do you know, I played 86 times for England. I should have played more. If I didn't drink, I would have played a lot more. Now, I think drink ruined my life. It did. That's one thing I can say for sure. And I know that now. I physically know it. All I remember is drinking. I'd always bring a bottle of wine home. Always. Drinking was horrendous.
Sounds
yeah,
good,
the voice of Kenny Sampson drinking really kind of like ruined him as a man, and you know.
But as you say, it's not just him one. You got Gascoigne, you got Adams.
Yeah,
these they're more well to not know players. But this whole heap of them out there who are hiding it now.
Yeah,
I'm bossing ball.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Adams, what I rated about Adams, he opened his clinic, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know?
And all the other one, the Merson.
Yeah,
Paul Merson.
Yeah, he was definitely.
Have you noticed something, though? Listen to the names them when we just call. With the exception of Mr. Gascoigne, which team did they all play for?
No, Arsenal, innit?
All right. And they were all at the same time.
It was a culture as well, isn't it?
It was a culture. And that's what I'm saying. Because you got him, you've got the Samson, and then you've got the Adams, and then you've got the Merson. All them played
Merson
at the same time.
All
like with my man, Paola. Ray Paola and all them. All them man there, they was all in it.
Hard, innit?
That'd have been Fury man's era, Ian Wright.
Yeah. Really kind of like sad though, isn't it? You know, because, I mean, them guys what you just reeled off there, they were household names. They were like proper ballers, you know what I mean?
Them time then.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, what did I say? I said, Kenny Sampson, he was like the left-back for Arsenal. And then I said, it was Ashley Cole, but it wasn't. After Ashley Cole, after Sampson, it was Nigel Winterburn.
Oh, Winterburn, yeah, right. I remember him. Yep.
And then after Winterburn came Ashley Cole, right? But again, it's the football culture, isn't it?
It's the football culture.
Yeah. So... it's when my man come and him broke it up and said, we not pint and something, yeah. You know, when my man come, Arsene.
When
Arsene come, him said, we not run that no more.
Changed up the culture big time. And they changed up the diets.
That's right.
Times and stuff. And,
yeah, he actually gave them a choice, didn't he? Football.
And they become proper athletes.
Yeah,
and people Ray, went as well.
Ray Paola tells you that.
Yeah.
In one of his talkings, he said that, when Arsene come, he said, they were saying, who's that? Who is he? And then come on him start, put down rule and regulation and start tell him, say, yo,
fix
you're up. You're not coming with them something they know. I'm coming in a different direction.
Change Arsenal to all together, innit?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Simple. Yeah, save definitely. You, really.
I mean, from one kind of culture to another one. Again, another story of what kind of like bypasses. We just kind of missed out on this one. When Manchester United got their new boss. But before he was employed, the team was given a little break. I mean, right or wrong, professionals, top of the game, you expect them to look after themselves and stuff. But Rashford and Casemiro, they jetted off to the States. Rashford went to watch the Knicks basketball, and Casemiro took a trip into Disneyland. I mean, Gary Neville, he criticised them really bad. He said that there's no way they should have flown so far. He said that he expects the professionals to look after themselves. He said, yeah, take a break by all means, but why jet off to the States, you know? He mentioned more so with Casemiro. I think Casemiro's about 32 and Rashford maybe about 27. So he's saying that, you know, Rashford, because he'd been suffering as well with a bit of mental health, Neville retracted what he said about Neville, but then questioned about Casemiro. I mean, I just want to kind of like explore, were these guys right or wrong to jet off to the States? I mean, you know, they've been given a break by the club and prepare for a new start for their manager. And these two guys just decided to jet off. Right or wrong?
Hang on a minute. So they've gone where they're going, but they're going to come back to train for England, the team and everything else.
Well, the point what they're making is, why travel so far? You know, because in days time, you know, you're going to be training. So what Neville's basically saying is that, you know, you're travelling to the States, you're going to be jet lagged. Obviously, it's a decent kind of flight. It's not like, you know, you're going an hour or something like that, or half an hour down the road. You're actually flying out there and anything could happen. You know, a top athlete needs to keep themselves in good nick. And besides as well, I mean, Man United haven't been having the best of times. The fans will kind of like read into it a little bit more as well, because of the financial commitment what they make to, you know, season tickets, week in, week out, travel to watch your game. And then you hear that, you know, a player or two players have jetted away. That's what peed Neville off.
I think basically he's got a point. If you've been given some time off, no one's not saying that. Yeah, you can't have that time off. Have the time off with your family or whatever. But obviously, it has to be reasonable, hasn't it? Jetting off that far away, it's too far, man. It's 100%. He might have gone. Even if he went to South of France, they're hours away. If he decides to go to Portugal. Oh, I don't know, Spain or whatever. They're just hours away. You're talking 6 and 7 hours away on a plane.
Big, right. Big flight, I mean, you know.
What the other one say? The Casemiro went to Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah.
Right. So, why couldn't he go to Disneyland in France?
Well, that's it.
It's the same thing. It's massive now.
Yeah, do you think they're just taking a Michael, really?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, nah, Rashford was in attendance for the New York game between New York Knights and Brooklyn Nets. The forward was pictured at courtside with friends before posed and signed shirts with NBA star Bronson during the trip. But Casemiro, meanwhile, he flew to Orlando for a family
holiday, like we said, Disneyland, posting pictures on his Instagram. Neville said it's not right that the pair flew across the Atlantic in the context of United's poor season.
And
with the new manager, Ruben Amorim, arriving to take his first training session at the United Carrington complex on the Monday.
I would agree with what Neville, and I'm not a great Neville fan to be fair, but I'd have to agree with what he said. Why go that far?
So what we're saying then, the time they was giving up, it wasn't enough time to compensate for them them trips.
No, it's how far they went. It's like they were taking the pee, basically.
Yeah, but
you know,
if you're going, if they come back in time for training and stuff and things like that, what's the problem?
Yeah, but it's, you've got the jet lag.
The time zone could
go somewhere like I've just said, such as like the France. They could have gone
Matlock Baths or something.
So why didn't they tell them that
Gulliver's Kingdom?
So why didn't they tell them that they couldn't go so far abroad then?
Well, obviously the professional players, they expect them to take care of themselves, innit? You know what I mean? They're not gonna say, listen, you can't go A, B, you can't go C, D and all them kind of things. You know, you're professional. You've got to take your sport, you know, your profession very
serious. That's what we're saying.
You know what I mean?
Things come first.
So we've got a difference of opinion here then.
Yeah, because
you know what I mean?
If you've been given the time off to go and recuperate and do whatever else, then you should be able to go where you want to go.
Wherever you want, no matter what profession it is. Why should
be thinking when you're not up for duty at that time?
No,
let's say
it's too far.
But don't forget that the body has to
adjust. We've all been on holiday for this.
They chipped over the weekend. They're back in training on Monday. Oh yeah,
that's too far. You see, if we bring him in, innit?
That's right. Really mean like catfish.
If that's the case, then that was on giving like the weekend. Then yeah, they've gone too far. But if you said to one, have some time off, and you don't put a limit on that time,
gee, them would I love you at Old Trafford, you see. Then would I love you see Rashford?
What's up, man? You have to be
then would I buy you chicken back and rice? What, wait.
Chicken back, may I look tired?
Would I buy you some Sunday soup and everything?
Let's be clear. If you're going to say something, make it perfectly clear to man and man. You can do this, but don't whatever. If it's the weekend, to America is too far for a weekend trip. Definitely.
All right.
But if you say you can go for a week, all them things there, but you have to make it clear. I'm a big man. You can't just sit a big man say you can't do this. Are you going to listen to that? Are you going to take that? No man sitting in Yasuno is just going to humble to
anywhere.
That.
Yo, so you're not talking about for your big team tonight?
Yeah, big things are going down at S2. Sheffield United playing the Black Cats.
They're doing good, aren't they?
Massive game. I think it's 2v4.
Yeah.
Sheffield United, I think it must be about 7 games they've not conceded a goal.
You see what I mean?
At the Lane. They're going really well, but I reckon it's going to be a score draw this evening.
Okay.
I think Sunderland are the team to breach that United's defence with Anil Hodžić. He's out. He got his red card. He saw red against Coventry for some stupidness he got involved in. So a score draw for me on that one. We'll fly into the other game in the Championship before we finish off with the Prem, and it's Sheffield Wednesday. They go down to Derby at the weekend. Not much in it between them two teams. Derby lying fifth, Owls 13th. Score draw again there. I think it's going to be too tight to call that one.
Yeah, I feel that it could be a tight game, but hopefully Derby sting them, you know what I mean? Like a bee, just sting them.
Almost like ram them, yeah? Derby County, the Rams, just ram raid them.
That's right.
Ram raid the defence.
That's right. So what you ask for, G?
Well, I mean, I listen on the two, but boy, I mean, I go for the Sheffield team, 2-1 to them. No business when they're
G. Yeah. Now he's talking. Now he's talking. Yeah.
Him and captain start. See, my captain.
Okay, into a quick last minute. West Ham against Arsenal tomorrow. You know, Hammers lost all five games against the top eight teams. I think they're going to get stung again. Away win for Arsenal.
Yeah, I agree with that. I can't see no other thing else. Arsenal will win that.
Seconds to go. Liverpool against Manchester City. I think City are going to go down. I think they're going to go down against Liverpool.
I don't see
on
no.
Sunday.
We'll go for 2-2 with that one.
I went last Saturday against Tottenham, and if they play like how they played against Tottenham, yeah, I can see them getting beat.
Yeah, and we've just got African Voices on next. Big E, says something to them, though.
Yeah.